This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Amid sustained nationwide street protests, U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday signed an executive order outlining some police reforms. The order will encourage police departments nationwide to adopt the highest professional standards to serve their communities. These standards will be as high and as strong as there is on earth, said the president, as he offered this ominous warning to looters and lawbreakers.
There will be no more looting or arson. And the penalty will be very grave for those who get caught. Violence and destruction will not be tolerated. We cannot do that. The looters have no cause that they're fighting for, just trouble.
The measure also calls for certification bodies to train officers on de-escalation techniques and the use of force standards. Americans opened their wallets in May with a record surge in retail spending as U.S. businesses began to reopen after largely being shut down for weeks by the coronavirus pandemic. Sales jumped 17.7% over April, the most in data going back to 1992, according to the Commerce Department. The figure was twice what economists had forecast. Even with the improvement, however, the drag on the economy wrought by the coronavirus left retail sales down 6.1% from a year ago. The total number of coronavirus cases globally is now over 8 million, more than 2 million of them in the United States, where the death toll has topped 116,000. A new projection by the University of Washington says the U.S. death toll will reach 200,000 by October the 1st. China is reporting 40 more coronavirus infections today. This is VOA News.